At the time of Jesus, there was a Roman leader named Saul who went about persecuting Christians and put many of them to death, including our own Saint Stephen, for the church is named after him. We can see the image of him being stoned, Saint Stephen being stoned in a mural above the altar here. One day when Saul was walking off to Damascus to persecute more Christians and kill more of them, he was knocked to the ground by lightning. And Jesus spoke to him from saying, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And Saul remained blind for 3 days. And during that 3-day window, he converted to Christian faith. And after 3 days, his eyesight returned. He was no longer physically blind, and he was no longer spiritually blind. And after that point in time, he became an apostle known as Paul, and he wrote the majority of the books in the New Testament. In John's Gospel today, we learn the story about spiritual blindness and its impact on all of us in life. Now, by way of background for today's homily, our Savior was well into his public ministry, performing all kinds of miracles of healing, driving out demons, curing blindness, restoring mobility to the lame, and raising the dead. For his miracles, Jesus often used them as a teaching moment to those who were present for them. In today's gospel, in the story of the blind man, Jesus gives us such a teaching moment. So who are the characters in this one-act play that we have in the gospel today? We have a young man who was born blind. His parents, they're cowardly, as they won't stand up for their son's conversion to the faith for fear of being kicked out of the synagogue. Also present are his nosy neighbors. There that day are the Jews and the Pharisees, who have rejected Jesus as the Savior and cling to their misguided beliefs. Of course, the Messiah is present, as given to us by God. And the day when this happened is the Sabbath. And this event happens in the area of the temple. Now, the teaching moment from this miracle addresses the issue of spiritual blindness. Our Lord tells us in the gospel today this: "I came into the world for judgment, so that those who do not see might see." He wants to spark faith in those who are seeking insight, deepen the faith in those who already believe. And our Lord wants to replace spiritual misunderstanding with spiritual insight. Jesus allows the dialogue among the blind man and the Jews and the Pharisees to further develop his message as to spiritual blindness. The Jews are spiritually blind as they argue that the blind man wasn't born this way, refusing to accept the truth about him. They further say that Jesus isn't the Son of God since he performed the miracle on the Sabbath. And they describe Jesus as simply a sinner. But the blind man argues the truth. He was blind his whole life and can only see now by the miracle from Jesus. Further, no one has ever heard of such a miracle of restoring eyesight. If this man were not from God, he would not be able to do anything. Now, the blind man is bold and fearless in his newfound faith, as he tells the Jews, "Do you want to become disciples too?" So how does the spiritual blindness impact the characters in this story? The blind man experiences a healing and can now see. He has a spiritual healing too, as he has faith in Jesus and now worships our Lord. Jesus sets him free to a place of unshakable faith. Some of the Pharisees and neighbors begin to believe that Jesus is the Messiah. But the Jews and other Pharisees keep their stony hearts in self-pride, that Jesus isn't the Son of God, that there never was a miracle that day, that he's just a sinner. These souls sink deeper into their spiritual blindness. They refuse to accept the obvious evidence and the truth that comes from it. So where are we among the characters in this story today? Are we like the blind man who transitions from no faith in Jesus to faith in him and worship him and on fire for our faith? Are we like the Jews who remain spiritually blind? Or are we lukewarm, accepting some of the principles of our faith, but remain blind to others that are part of our faith? Here are some examples of being lukewarm. We believe that Jesus is present in the Eucharist. When we come to Mass, are we going through the motions? Are we applying ourselves, listening to the readings and the homily, and growing in our faith? Are we engaged in spreading the good news to others? Do we practice the values of Jesus full time in all that we do, in our families, in our jobs, and when we are among friends? Our Lord is directly challenging each one of us to be like the blind man who is on fire for his faith. What is the impact of spiritual blindness? For the believers with no spiritual blindness, there is limitless joy, happiness, and peace. They are on fire for their faith. But for the lukewarm, they are like ping pong balls bouncing around between joy, happiness, and peace, and fear, stress, and worry, and uncertainty. And we can learn from St. Carlo Acutis about what it means to be on fire for our faith with no spiritual blindness. At age 11, he created a website recording Eucharistic miracles and apparitions by Our Lady, which he completed over the next 4 years at age 15. And at the same age, he was diagnosed with terminal leukemia. Rather than despairing and become spiritually blind, he embraced his suffering, was remarkably resilient, and offered his suffering to God. Carlo Acutis spoke about his suffering this way. This is what he said. I offer all the sufferings that I have to undergo to the Lord, to the Pope, and to the Church, so that I can avoid purgatory and go straight to heaven. This young man further said this, the doctor has given me a wake-up call. There are lots of people suffering more than me. I'm dying peacefully because I have lived my life without wasting a single moment of it on things that displease God. Carlo Acutis passed away before his 16th birthday, and last fall he was canonized a saint by Pope Leo XIV. Now, St. John gives us the bottom line on this issue in John chapter 3, verse 19 and 20. And this is what the great saint writes. He says, this is the verdict. The light came into the world, which is Jesus, but people preferred darkness to light because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light, but whoever lives the truth comes to the light, for his works are clearly seen by God. There's no place for spiritual blindness in our souls. Think about those folks around us, those on fire for their faith. They're always upbeat, joyful, and at peace. And those who are lukewarm spiritually struggle between happiness and misery. Those with no spirituality are generally lost in life. We must be like the blind man who left his spiritual blindness behind him and is on fire for his faith in all things.